Before we discuss the actual halachot, the pratim, all the different parameters for when one may recite a zimun, we're going to discuss the text of the zimun that we recite prior to reciting Birkat HaMazon at the end of a meal with bread. First of all, the Gemara tells us, the Mishnah and Berachot, that when you have three people, you say, Nivarech she'achal nemishalo, that's what the leader, the Mezamen, says. And then everyone responds, Baruch she'achal nemishalo, and then we add in, Uvtuvo chayinu. And then the Mezamen says back, yeah, Baruch she'achal nemishalo, Uvtuvo chayinu. Nivarech says, let's do it. And then everybody says, okay, yeah, Baruch, let's do it. And then he says, okay, I'm doing it also. So that's the basic thing in the Gemara. The Gemara says, if you have a minyan, we hold the Maaseh, the halakha from the Gemara is that when you have a minyan to a million people, it doesn't matter, it's the same halakha. The Gemara have different opinions, but we hold, you add in the word Elokeinu, so it's Nivarech Elokeinu, Baruch Elokeinu, and Baruch Elokeinu at each step of the way, in order, once you have a minyan of people, we'll discuss how many people have to eat bread another time. And if you forget to say Elokeinu, which happens all the time, especially in the Kaf and other places, all the time when you don't realize you have a minyan, and you say, and the Mezamen says, Nivarech she'achalnu mishalo, So before you answer, just correct him, and tell him to say Elokeinu. It's okay to be mafsik for mayim achronim, to say Elokeinu, it's more important. But if everybody responds, and it's too late, then he can't go back. He lost that on his zimun, b'shem. You should still respond Elokeinu, but if everybody else is. But really the ikar is, as long as we didn't continue with other people responding, so then he can go back and fix it and say Elokeinu. That's the basic halakha in the Gemara. It's a discussion of, is it Elokeinu? Elokeinu, we hold Elokeinu. It seems like this is a mitzvah midrabanan. It's difficult passages in the Rashba and the Ravad. But more or less, it's mitzvah midrabanan, bein b'shlosha, bein b'asara. That's what it says in the Gemara. Now open your Siddur, and you'll notice how there is a perek of Tehillim, more pisukim from Tehillim, Lam Natzeach, Avarecha, Rabotai, Birshutchem, Birshut Shammai. Where did all this stuff come from? So first of all, the purpose of saying these things, the purpose of Zimun in general, is that Kishema Adonai Ekra, Havu Godel Eloheinu, I'm going to call out to the Ribono Shel Olam, I want everybody, Havu, you should give, Godel Eloheinu, you should give greatness to Hashem, you should call out together, we'll instruct each other to praise the Ribono Shel Olam. That's the general purpose of Zimun. The thing is, says the Zohar, when you start calling out to Hashem, the Sitra Achara, the Satan wants a piece of your mitzvah. So what you can do is you can say these pisukim of Avarachat Adonai Yecholei Tamid in order to get rid of the Sitra Achara, in order to stop him from taking a chilek and jumping on your train of praising Hashem. So that's why the Zohar says both to say Hav v'nivrich or Havlan v'nivrich l'malkai la'kadisha. The Zohar says to say Avarachat Adonai Yecholei Tamid, and that's what the Arizal said to do also. The thing is, that how does Havlan v'nivrich mean? Havlan, give me, give us, and let's say a beracha. Give me what? So it used to be that they had a shamash. They had a waiter who was taking care of them during the meal. You guys can take food, by the way. And the waiter was taking care of them during the meal, and they would say, Havlan, give us the cup of wine, benivrich, and we'll say Birkat HaMazon. It doesn't exist nowadays. So for that reason, Arizal apparently said that since you don't have cups of wine anymore, therefore, just say a varecha, and that counts for this hakdama to get rid of the sitra achara. In Birkat Hashem, Rav Moshe Levi, who was a ram in Kisei Rachamim in Bnei Brak, paskins like this way as well. But he points out how the Ben Ishchai, the Chesed Alafim, and others, they don't seem to mimityaches to this Arizal. They just say, it's sod gadol to say havlan, and that's what we do, and period. Rav Moshe Levi thinks not only should you not say havlan, even if you're going to say it, you should leave out the lan, because only one person is going to get a cup of wine. Lan is Lashon Rabim. Only one person would get the cup of wine. So you should say Havlan v'nivrich. So that's why you'll find in some Sidurim, even if they'll say Avarecha, they won't say Havlan v'nivrich. They'll leave it out and they'll go straight to Birshutchem. What is Birshutchem? It's just Birshut Shamayim. It's Derech Kavod. That a person doesn't want to say, I'm in charge, I'm doing this, I'm asking permission from everybody, I'm asking permission from you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whomever it is, in order to praise Ribono Shel Olam, not to be a Ravatan, like I want to move on with the meal. It's just derech kavod. The Ashkenazim say Rabusai nivareich, and then or they say Rabusai mivalin benching in Yiddish, same thing, and everybody responds Yishem Adonai mivorach. It's the same thing. Chacham Ben Tzion Rabbi Shaul is quoted, I think in Torah Yeshiva, Chacham Ben Tzion Rabbi Shaul is quoted as saying when you say all these Birshut Chaim, you should say Birshut Avi Veimi. If you're at home with your parents, you should say Birshut Avi Veimi. Chacham Ben Zion Bashal, Charedi, Charedi, Yeshivati, Svaradi, I wasn't so concerned with feminism or modernism. He said it's okay to ask your mother permission to say Zimun. Nowadays it's a bigger deal. Okay, these are just some highlights. Some specific highlights in the text of the Zimun. Rez Hashem will continue this tomorrow, but now you all know, Da'amah Lehashiv. When you go to an Ashkenazi home, and they ask you to be Mizamen, and then you're like, can I say the Svardi one? They're like, sure, what's the difference? You can explain. What are all these things you're going to say? Because otherwise they're going to sit there wondering, Shamayim! And you, like, after you said, like, Avarecha, no, no, wait another line. And they don't have a clue what's going on. I married an Ashkenazi, yeah, so I have this every time I go to my in-law's house. My brother-in-law makes fun of me. It's a whole lot of fun thing. But now you can explain, Damal Hashiv. Not just Lafikoris, the Ashkenazi. What are the Maimin Hagim? Where do they come from? It comes from a Zohar, it comes from a Gemara, it comes from an Arizal. What, be proud of what you can do and explain what you're doing. Baruch Adonai L'olam. Amen. V'amen.